You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Go for it, baby. Okay, Mike, hit it.
Yeehaw!
Woo!
How's that?
That's a good one.
You feel better?
I feel good. I needed that.
He's an apprentice yeehawer.
He's a yeehawer. Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a great lineup for you this morning. Al Gelman is in the hot seat today, so we're going to let you take it away.
Who, me?
No, the guy next to you.
All right. Well, for all of our listeners, we've got Mike Kent here. He's from Right Hand Drive, which is a company that imports cars, and we're going to talk to him after the break. We've got Phil Down coming up after a little while talking about the Yorkville Exotic Car Show, and then we're going to have Raymond Chan here as well, who's going to call in about Canada's worst roads, or certainly the provincial worst roads, aren't they?
I don't think it's a good road left. There are none. It's like East Beirut part of it.
And of course, then Brian Max is here. Brian, thanks for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me. I do live adjacent to one of the worst roads in Canada, so I can't wait to have that conversation.
Didn't you lose a car in there once?
I did. Thankfully, it was a press car, so it wasn't mine. It didn't matter. It was a test car.
You're not allowed to take any right-hand drive cars, Brian.
I'm cut off now.
Yeah, you're cut off.
Well, personally, I like those roads because we saw lots of tires, alignments, and aluminum wheels. They're great for that.
The interesting thing about what you're going to hear about for the entire hour is, if you see any of the Canada Post trucks that are driving around and they're delivering on the right side, this is because of Mike Kent's company, rightdrive.ca. So if you've got a computer and you're listening to the show that way, you can go to rightdrive.ca and see what these guys do. But it's fascinating, and you're going to hear more about it throughout the hour.
If you're inebriated and you're driving like at 2 o'clock in the morning and on the wrong side of the street, what's the chances that you're better off in a right drive or a left drive?
Well, the fact that you asked that question, Al, really pertains to what your habits are.
All right. And if you've got any pertinent car questions, you can call in right now. The phone lines are open. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We have in studio for the entire hour Mike Kent from rightdrive.ca, also Brian Max, car aficionado and drace driver extraordinaire.
A drace driver?
Yeah, don't you go there because you've already tripped over your a couple times.
I'm just the legend of my own life.
And don't forget, we have this new promotion on with Salen Tire. So all you have to do throughout the hour is go to davescornergarage.com. You'll see a beautiful page that Dave spent at least 3 minutes putting together. And you got a chance to win one of three $100 gift cards from Esso, courtesy of Salen. Will be announcing the winner at the end of the month. And there's a basketball team that's playing right now. What are they called? And they were doing a little bit of a chant last night, and it sounded like this. Oh, there's Leonard. All right. I don't think anybody's recovered. There's more Jurassic Parks across this city than ever.
And across the country.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. It's just crazy.
Jurassic
World. Okay, Gelman,
all right, let's
over
get to it. Michael Kent, he's president of Right Drive. RightDrive.ca,
yep.
Right Drive Incorporated, what is it?
It is Right Drive Incorporated, but the website is rightdrive.ca, and that's where you can find some fancy, fantastic vehicles.
You know what?
That's your thing.
And you're so exciting, and I thought this was going to be like people buying postal cards, you know, and that's not the case at all. We're talking about, you know, higher end, like exotic cars. Now, you've been in business since 07.
Correct. Yeah.
And you import specific, not just right hand drive cars, but that's the majority.
Yeah. You know, when we started off, we were doing right hand drive vehicles. We thought that's going to be it. We're going to find a niche in this right hand drive sports car space.
Sports cars,
yeah,
primarily.
Yeah. Primarily,
so
that's where
cars,
we started.
Yes.
Right.
And it wasn't just that it was a right hand drive, it was a vehicle that you couldn't get here.
Correct. Yeah. The right-hand drive wasn't the panache. It was finding something that wasn't manufactured in North America, mm-hmm. something like a Skyline GTR. That was the hot car.
That's a Nissan or?
Yeah, this was before Nissan came out with the R35.
Okay.
So going back to the late 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. Nissan had this amazing car that celebrated their racing heritage from the 70s. And,
right.
You know, great car, and it was importable, and it was affordable. And our business has changed to, supplying all things right-hand drive and classic collectible. The classic car space is really changing. So we're just kind of emerging with that change and riding that wave, which has been fantastic.
Now, in the past, cars came primarily from Japan. But yep. You source them all over the place.
We source them from everywhere. Yeah, we kind of follow customer demand, and we've had a lot of clients looking for British cars, German cars, Italian cars. And
now, these are sports cars, exotic cars.
They can be. Yeah, okay. Sometimes they're nostalgic pieces, something that you was special to you when you were younger. And you say, hey, can I bridge the gap between going halfway across the world and finding a car safely, having it brought over, insured, repaired, prepared, and we bridge that gap for you. So
yeah. Well, we can get into that, but you also have commercial vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of business with Canada Post and rural and suburban mail carriers. We supply them with right-hand drive vehicles to help them deliver the mail easier.
Sure, I'm sure a lot of people in the city just look at regular postal trucks, but in the rural areas,
yeah,
your private individuals, work for the post office.
Absolutely.
And they do the mail delivery there, right?
Right. And the mailbox is sitting, if you've ever gone up to cottage country, you'll see the mailbox is sitting right on the side of the road. So being able to hand the mail, into that box is easy with a right-hand drive car. Yeah.
Right. And all right. So you're a full service kind of place. Mm-hmm. But now, if people are looking for a vehicle, they go to your website. What do they do?
Yeah, we will either sell you vehicles straight from inventory. So we always
carry...
So you
have number of vehicles in stock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Anywhere from 30 to 50 vehicles in stock at any
really?
One time. Yep. And or you can custom order one. A lot of clients come to our place to say, is this real? Are you actually bringing vehicles in? And then they see the quality, the condition. They say, okay, I'll take that, but in purple. Mm. In which case, we'll put you on our portal program and our team will hand select a vehicle for you. We'll work with you and send you available vehicles every day. We've developed software that allows us to scrape the data all across the world of these vehicles that could be available. And we send you the results. It's pretty awesome.
Ryan, you've driven a Skyline.
I've driven all sorts of crazy right-hand drive cars, but I'm curious what, beyond just the postal vehicles, what are the most popular requests that you're getting?
Wow, that's really based on time and kind of what's legal. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of Nissan Figaros that have really captivated people's attention.
So those are those very pretty sort of retro styled but more modern Nissans. They're super cool looking.
You got it.
It's a tiny car that looks like it could be out of the 50s, right?
Totally. Yeah, but it was developed in 1991 just for 1 year of production. Mm-hmm. They offered them in four different colors, one color for every season, which are like these pastel-y greens, blue
that's so,
colors.
That's color so Japanese. Season?
Color per season. It's a good way to do it. I think it's brilliant.
Into the summertime, you say, I feel like a sort of a light beige or a nice skyline blue.
And they were all convertibles too, eh?
They were all convertibles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Figaros were all automatic convertible 1 liter Micra engine variants with turbochargers and CD players, air conditioning. But when you look at the car, you say, oh my God, this screams 50s, right? It screams Japan 50s Micro style. But yeah, fantastic. Great. We've got one client who drove all across Canada. He went to Vancouver and back.
All right. So I looked on your website. I've seen the car. It looks pretty and I've ordered it. So now I have it here. What happens when I need it serviced?
Great question. So we offer full cycle support. So we don't sell just to people in the GTA. Mm-hmm. Most of our clients are actually from outside of the GTA. We sell across North America. So, our clients aren't going to be local for service. So we offer some after sales support in terms of parts availability for everything that we sell. Okay. So whatever you're buying, if you need parts for it down to like one little bolt or screw, we are going to be able to get you the OEM piece or an equivalent if they no longer manufacture it.
Well, great, provided that it's not could it be your daily driver?
Because if it
breaks down, it's not like we're getting parts the same day.
Yeah. I mean, when we first started, I remember marketing this and trying to say, replace your car with one of these right-hand drive cars. Right. And that was a failed approach because people just weren't. They said, I feel better having this as my little Sunday runner.
Right.
I feel better having this as my car that I'm only going to take out once in a while.
My hobby
car. Yeah. So we, riding that, we've seen the classic car landscape really change. We've seen that classic muscle cars and whatnot became not unattainable, but expensive and for right course. I mean, they're fantastic, but there was nothing bridging that kind of cheaper gap. I've got 10 to 25K to spend. Can I get something that's exciting, maybe turbocharged, fun that I can take out on the weekend, looks fantastic, take to a car show and really enjoy?
Well, yeah, sounds great. Yeah. Steve, I got a couple questions. Should I take them?
If you want to, sure, go ahead.
All right. Well, let's see. We got people standing by, and this is a car show, and we do take general repair questions. Jerry in Toronto, you got a question about a Honda Element. What can we do for you?
Hi. Yes, I've got a 2003 Element.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a girl, and it's Sherry, not Jerry. I'm not quite sure. I took it to a mechanic, and he said the struts and the shocks.
Okay.
And when I took it to Honda, they told me they stopped making the parts for it.
Oh, Sherry, can I stop you for a second? What are you feeling or hearing?
Shaking.
Shaking at a specific speed or what? Or just over bumps? When do you get that sound?
Just
or the feeling?
General driving.
Okay. All right. And you know what? I'd probably get another opinion.
Okay.
Certainly, if you need struts for it or shocks, they are available in the aftermarket. But it could be just that you have a bad tire. Okay. So I would probably get another opinion on it. Brian, you take cars for road tests.
Yes.
And if you got a tire that's out of shape, what happens?
The whole car vibrates.
Exactly.
And it vibrates at all of the speeds.
You could make scrambled eggs, actually. If you had a bowl with eggs in it, well, that's not a cooking
show.
Only
he would. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. If you got any questions or are interested in looking into getting a right-hand driving car, Mike Kent is in from rightdrive.ca. Any questions you have, summertime, give us a call. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with Al Gelman, Mike Kitt, and Brian Max here.
The cars we drive, are they wrong drive?
You're the mechanic. We're back. Dave's Corner Garage, where you can get a chance to win one of $300 gift cards from Esso, because gas prices are so inexpensive. And that's courtesy of Salem. Actually, it's not bad. It's, what, $1.15 here in Toronto?
Yeah, it's not too bad today.
That was cheap.
Vancouver. $185.
Ooh,
wow. That's expensive.
But they have the Rockies, so they can take it in. We're with Mike Kent from rightdrive.ca and Brian Max. Over to you, Al.
Yeah, we got some, you know, we've been talking about right-hand drive vehicles, and I was, again, under the wrong impression that they're all just either work cars or you know, I guess I was going to call, no, I can't say that. You know, the cars that people drift around corners. But you have a full field of cars, and you're talking about all kinds of classic cars now. Now, just to be... Being on devil's advocate side, because, you know, I do pre-inspections for people.
Yep.
You know, you're looking at buying, because these vehicles are all used, right?
Correct, yeah. 15 to 35 years old, so you can't bring them in sooner than that.
Right, so to say that it's, but you get them inspected before you bring them here.
Correct, yeah. We have 100% satisfaction guarantee, so we actually backstop that with an insurance policy. So we make sure that everything we bring over, we stand behind. So we're finding a car, we do an inspection in Japan post, you know, purchase.
Mm-hmm.
We do another inspection just before it gets loaded onto the container. And then as soon as it comes over to Canada, we do a full restoration / repair evaluation and send it to each client.
So it's almost like you are buying a new car in terms of a warranty.
Yeah, I mean, we look at ourselves internally as the world's first used car original equipment manufacturer, for instance, because
we're a long commercial sell line.
You should see. Yeah, very long. Get it.
Well, I could tell you some horror stories about people thinking, well, I'll just going to Google search and I'm going to find myself a Mustang and I'm going to bring it in and then find out it's junk. And they go, you mean someone could sell me junk like that? Yeah,
oh,
they just did.
It happens.
Yeah. So it does happen. So now I probably guess I would feel more comfortable myself because you said you actually have 30 or 40 vehicles in stock, right? So I could just, I mean, I wouldn't have to commit, right? I'd just be coming to see you like a normal used car lot and say, hey, what do you got? And drive it.
Sure.
So what are some of the cars that you have currently, like you can get?
Jeez, I guess we just delivered a nice, beautiful Lamborghini Diablo last weekend, which was great. We've got a Aston Martin DB4 Zagato replica that's in the shop that's has a V12 power plant in it from the Vanquish.
V12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From that'll
the Vanquish,
do it.
Which
that'll
is
do
awesome.
At least
it sings. It sings, boys. I tell you, it's fantastic. Yeah. You know, we got a lot of SUVs, things like Toyota Land Cruisers, where there's a big market that likes their off-roading trucks.
I was going to say,
Japan,
so who would buy that generally?
Well, you know, anybody who has a Ford F-150 or a Jeep or anything, and you've done one small modification to it, then you're a car guy or a car girl, you know, and we supply that marketplace with a lot of Toyota product, a lot of Nissan product. Mm-hmm. The Nissan Patrol is almost the size of a Hummer H1. It's huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they were available with a diesel power plant. So you can get a great fuel economical 4x4 vehicle that's really good. Like the Land Cruiser is iconic. The Hilux as well. You know, everybody who's seen Top Gear, you know, for an extended period of time has seen that, you know, car go off the building and it still drove, right? So they say the Hilux is the most indestructible vehicle ever made.
They usually have like any aircraft gun mounted on the back when you're watching the news, right? Same car.
Same car. Yes.
Yeah.
The 50 cals are free at our shop. Just on Wednesdays. So
Mike, I'm curious, if somebody's looking for something specific, how long does the process typically take?
It's a really good question. It could take as long as you let it take, really. You're in the driver's seat when you come to us and you're custom ordering a car. So
no pun intended.
No pun intended.
And on the right side,
such
of course.
Such a funny guy.
Yes.
So the
all dad jokes today.
They're getting along now. Look out.
So, you know, it depends how picky you are, really. I mean, some clients are so picky. They want a specific mileage, condition, maybe some aftermarket parts, maybe a limited edition version.
Sure.
So it could take some time. From the time of acquisition to the time it's here, anywhere from 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go through the preparation stage. So if your car maybe has some backordered parts, it could take us a little bit more time to get it road ready for you. But typically that's the time range.
And speaking of road ready, what do you have to do to make these things legal for Ontario or Canadian roads?
Yeah, good question. They've got to be certified. Obviously, safety standard certificate needs to be on them, but they need to have things like DOT approved tires, DOT approved headlights, third brake light, you know, all of the Ministry of Transportation requirements have to be modified or put on the vehicle in order for it to be sold.
Cool. Now, if you got any questions about what you're hearing right now, the lines are wide open. If you're going to be looking at getting a right drive car or a truck, this is a guy to talk to. We're going to take some questions throughout the hour. We'll get to yours probably in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Coming up next, Phil Down from the Yorkville Exotic Car Club. They're having a great show coming up on Father's Day. So that's coming up next. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Kawhi Leonard, another three-pointer. I'm just reliving the game from last night. Just too much. This guy's unreal. Just roll up a
Brian, could you give him an elbow to the
to the ribs?
Just give him a Brinks truck and say, how much do you want?
Whose tooth is that on the floor?
I don't know. It's bleeding on us. Dave's Corner Garage is where you are right now. We got Mike Kent in from rightdrive.ca for the entire hour. Lots of calls to get to, so please be patient, okay? And we'll get to you in a bit. Right now, a very laid-back guy who has no energy whatsoever. The Yorkville Exotic Car Show is coming up, Father's Day, and here's Phil Down to talk more about it. Good day, Phil.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
I'm doing great, thank you. So this is the 9th annual, correct?
It's the 9th annual, the Bloor Yorkville BIA Acura ProTech Monte Carlo Art in Motion and Downtown Porsche are pleased to bring you the 9th annual Yorkville Exotic Car Show next Sunday on Father's Day.
You sell it, baby.
Yeah, they run a red carpet all the way down Bloor Street, and you're there from 12 to 5, correct?
Exactly, and admission is free. And something we've added this year is that anybody, you don't have to, it's a free show.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you to bring a loonie or toonie for dad, put it in one of the donation bins, but you can go to our website, yorkvilleexotics.com, and anybody now can add their name to sponsor a car. We've got two cars now over $4,000. It's a race to the top. One's at $4,550, and another one, a Super America, a 2005 Ferrari 575 Super America, already has $4,250. It's a race to see who can raise the most money for Prostate Cancer Canada.
So what is your, I know because you're humble, but what is your favorite car that's going to be out there this year?
Ooh, a Maserati 12C.
Oh, anybody can get one of those.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow, that's a nice
car.
I'm
not in that tax bracket.
Cars.
So
I buy coffees at Timmy's. I can't afford those.
Give us an idea. What is a Maserati with a C?
Oh. Think Ferrari Enzo in a Maserati stretched body.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very rare car coming from a private collection right here in Toronto.
Yeah, is it white and blue? Rare. Is it white and blue, Phil? What color is it? White
and
blue?
It is.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, you may remember it from a previous show. Not ours, but a previous exhibition.
So you got Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches. How many cars do you have in total down there?
This year, we have 110 cars. We've got a Morgan Corral. Every year, we try and do something different for the public.
So this year,
to celebrate the 110th anniversary of Morgan, we've got a Morgan Corral. It's the 70th anniversary of Ferrari. So obviously, we've got the Ferraris, Lamborghinis, the Porsche Corrals, open class, a modified Corral, and an American Corral. And now that you got Mike on the show there, we're thinking, maybe next year we should have a right-hand drive car corral.
Oh, yeah.
I like the idea, Phil.
So when you said Morgan, I thought right away, we got to have Mike find you a right-hand drive one and bring it down there.
You know, Phil, we met some people over in Italy a couple years ago. They're from Belgium. They're in a Morgan club, and they drive every weekend. How much would those cars go for?
Oh, they are all over the place. I mean, we've had some very special Morgans, some new ones and some vintage ones. And, you know, they're easily into the $200,000, $300,000 range.
Great. Okay, for people to find out more about the event, what's your website? And they can get to that today.
Thank you. YorkvilleExotics.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Yorkville ECS, at Yorkville Exotic Car Show.
Thank you, Mr. Down.
Thank you so much.
Go
we
Raptors.
Appreciate the support. Thanks for the airtime.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you later.
So much.
It's a great show, and I like Mike's face when he was talking about the what was the car with the blue?
Maserati 12. So I fell off my chair.
You okay?
I had to hit the mute button.
You
I'm
want
okay.
some cold
no,
water?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a great one.
Now, is white traditionally a color for that car?
Yeah, you know, the white is just not a car in high production. And
I
think that I remember a video of Valentino Rossi doing some laps in a 12C that you could find on YouTube. And just, you know, tremendous, a very exclusive car. The fact that we've got one even here is just awesome.
Okay, Al.
They're based on the Ferrari Enzo, but they're even more rare.
Time for one quick call right now. Go for it, Gilman.
All right, quick. We're going to go to Sandy in Port Perry. He's got a RAV4 hybrid. What can we do for you, Sandy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I have a RAV4. It's a hybrid.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, I drive to Vaughan every day.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if, when I'm doing the highway part, if I should put it in eco mode. Trying to get the best gas mileage I can.
It should always be in eco mode for the most part. I mean, you're going to find that when the car is shut off and then turns on automatically, it defaults to being in that eco mode. You understand?
It has a button.
Yes,
it
but
has
if
like a button.
Should well, I'm glad you called it? because when you hit the button, you're actually shutting it off.
Oh.
The button has a light on the dashboard, right?
There's usually a green leaf or something on the dash to show you are in eco mode. So yeah, that's like I say, the manufacturer and I'm telling you is just leave it alone.
Okay.
And then you will be in eco mode. So again, if you want to go out of eco mode, let's say the weather is bad or you're in some hilly territory and you want a little bit more control, if you press the button, it'll stop you from going into eco mode. But otherwise, that's the way you want to drive.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Lots of luck with your car.
Eco mode.
I have never pressed an eco mode button in my life. I only drive in sport mode.
No, same thing on my CRV. I got the button on top of the shifter for the overdrive. Always. Leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. The factory knows what they're doing.
Yeah. You're going up the 400 to Perry Sound. Eco mode? No. You just sit there going, we're moving more than 5K.
Yeah, this you don't want to be pressing the buttons just for the heck of it. Like I did on my daughter's old Jeep truck. And I went, what are these things on the back of the steering wheel? And then, of course, shifted it down two gears and went, oh, my God.
Wait till they're in Japanese. That's really fun. Just pressing buttons all kinds. What does this do? Ejection seat.
We have lots of calls to get to, so stay with us. We've got Mike Kenton from rightdrive.ca. Also, Brian Max will tell you some interesting car racing experiences he's had, most of which are illegal. And davescornergarage.com is a website to go to for a chance to win a $100 gift card from Sale and Tire, courtesy of Esso. All right?
Al? When we come back, we could start with Roll Over Beethoven. How would that work? This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're out of here.
They've calmed down now. No more Lamborghini questions. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We have Brian Max in, and he's had some interesting experiences, shall we say. We're a race car driver, so what's been the your favorite story you did?
Well, I like the successful bits of, you know, winning championships in the U.S., but that's fun. But I had a video go viral a few years ago. I had bought a race car, showed up at the racetrack, and the second race, the car's brand new, second race, mayhem happens in front of me. There's cars barrel rolling, they're spinning, they're crashing into walls, they're crashing into each other, and somehow I make it through. I snake through all of these crashes.
What were you driving?
I was driving a Nissan Micra.
Well, everybody was, actually.
Yes, everybody was driving a Nissan Micra. But, you know, parts are flying, cars are barrel rolling, you know, tires screeching, smoke, everything. And somehow I just make it through without a scratch. And that video went viral. 30 million people have seen it.
Whoa. Yeah. Where was it, the race?
This was at Calabogie outside
of
Ottawa.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great spot.
Great track. Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful track.
Did
beautiful
you have setting. A spotter or did you have to like look in the mirrors?
No, this is the thing. It was all me. I had no radios in the car. It was a brand new car. I wasn't expecting to race. And the promoter said, oh, you know, just come race. We need more cars. And I'm like, I don't want to race. I just want to take the car and go home. And, you know, they twisted my arm, did some racing and got a brilliant video, viral video. Out of all of that experience. And the best part is nobody was hurt in the crash. I mean, there were cars that were 12 feet in the air. And the race cars were so tough. They're so well built that no one was hurt. It was great.
So do you have your helmet still?
No, I've graduated to a new helmet since then, but yes.
Yeah, you know, I watch Race Hub on during the week and you watch those races and they're going four wide around a corner. And somehow people get through and through the infield, wherever they have to go. Now, it's great in a track where you have runoff space, eh?
Well, sometimes. I mean, you know, I've also crashed at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park.
No. We were talking about not hitting things.
Oh, I know. But, you know, there's nice runoff, but you hit the grass and you just don't stop. There was one instance I left the track at 96 miles an hour and hit the wall at 46.
Which turn? Oh, geez.
Turn two.
Oh.
Yeah, very fast corner.
That's a very fast corner.
Would it have been safer if you had a right driving car?
No, it was purely my mistake.
Oh, I see.
All right. Well, speaking of, we got Mike Kent in the studio from Right Drive. And okay, so you've imported a car that I asked you to get for me.
Yep.
We find out it wasn't just a Honda Accord, but it was a Honda Accordion. for those not knowing, that'd be one that was in a crash. Okay. And you find out after the fact. And am I saddled with keeping that car now?
No. You know, we're all car people. Everybody that works at the company are car people, you know, and that's where we started. That's where our roots are. And reputation really is everything. So, you know, we're insured to backstop that. So if the vehicle arrives and it's been in a collision, you know, we're governed by OMVIC, just like anybody else who's selling vehicles in Ontario, or how they should be. And we make sure that we're full disclosure. So we've got a, you know, if we knew or ought to have known, we communicated to the client. So.
Right. It'd be tough. I mean, it's not like a car proof's going to show up.
You're right.
Out of the country.
Yep. So we'll let you back out of that. You know, don't have to go with that car. You could bring in another one if it was something really special, or just walk away from it completely. So.
And now, let's say, for example, I'm in a rural area and I want to work for a postal company. You have those cars in stock?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have postal delivery vehicles in stock. So if you
now, they're not trucks, right?
Honda CRVs primarily.
Okay.
Really reliable product. But Honda CRVs, four-wheel drive stuff. Toyota makes a version of the Lexus that we got here, the RX300. It's called the Toyota Harrier in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
A few different features came with a four-cylinder four-wheel drive, which is really nice.
Uh-huh.
So getting something like that works great in, you know, Ontario or in
Canada. Yeah, I mean, it'd be a good part-time job for people who are north of 50.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I could do something like that, maybe in this.
You know what?
I've got the car for you, Steve. You got it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though.
The Aston Martin delivering mail in Innisfil and Aston Martin.
You'll be done in 42 minutes.
Beautiful.
For a whole day's worth of work.
But, Steve, question. You know, you've been in Jamaica lots of times, right?
Yeah, man.
Where they drive on the other side. You think you could do that?
Well, we could have fun trying.
Oh, well, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, the seat is on the other side, but we're still driving on the same side.
That's right.
It's very easy.
I remember being there and the man says, "Man, if you doesn't need to drive, stay off the road." Okay. That's what he said.
And just grab a Scotty and you'll be fine. All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And speaking of roads being like really bad, not the kind that Brian's been driving on, the worst roads in Canada. Well, the summary, the winners are going to be announced right now. We're going to talk to Raymond Chan from CAA next. So stay with us. I'm sure you've driven on a few bumpy ones. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Here we go. Dave'sCornerGarage.com. Enter to win some gas from Salem, courtesy of Esso as well. Al, over to you with our new guests on the air.
Yes, we have Raymond Chan here, and Raymond works at the CAA, www.caasco.com. And if you Google search Ontario Worst Roads 2019, you can see the report that we're going to talk about right now. Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Al. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So you've picked the worst roads, and now you've given this information to who?
So we've given the information first and foremost to the public, and secondly, we're going to start working on our meetings to chat with municipal and provincial representatives of the respective communities that have been highlighted on our list, and we're going to start the conversations about how to get some of these roads fixed.
So it's not just a case of you pointing the fingers and going, you guys got to do better. You actually sit down with these folks to try to figure out which roads need attention first, eh?
We do. So the campaign's not about naming and shaming municipalities or the provincial government anyway. It's really to highlight the conversation and the need for more infrastructure funding across our province. So fixing up things like our roads, but our sidewalks, you know, putting in cycling lanes where appropriate, making sure that transit isn't stuck in congestion and gridlock all across the city. These are all conversations that we hope to start having with government.
Well, you know, it must be tough. I mean, people, the government, certainly Ontario government's trying to save money, and who knows? I don't know if infrastructure is a way that they are doing it, but we have to drive on these roads all the time. All of us in the room here drive, and we know the perils of bad, you know, bad roads, potholes. Brian, you ever hit one that bad that you've taken your teeth right out?
3 weeks ago, I took out a very expensive tire on a very expensive car on one of Toronto's famous potholes.
Right. And Ray, you can probably back me up on this. You know that it's almost impossible to get money back from the city or the township.
Well, it's becoming a lot easier. I think municipalities are starting to streamline the process, and especially with the conversations in and around making claims with the cities about how to get money back because you hit a pothole or you had some damage with your vehicle. Things are becoming a lot easier. A lot of municipalities have 311 services, obviously, and that's something that's encouraged and that people should be contacting if they ever do damage to their vehicle. But certainly make sure your evidence is in line. Make sure you've got the appropriate photos. You know, do up a little report of yourself. Make sure that you indicate the time, the location, you know, the type of weather, gather witness information. All this is going to be important in order to make a claim with the municipality or with the province of Ontario.
Mike, you got a question?
Yeah. You know, I want to say the system does work. My girlfriend had called in a pothole that was at the end of her road. She just sent it into the city of Pickering, let them know it's been destroying every nice right-hand drive car that I'm pulling into the driveway with. And no joke, within days, the city was there filling it in the morning. It was fantastic. It works. It works.
Well, that's great. I think we've talked about it before, eh, Ray, where the city knows the roads are bad, but they don't know specifically, you know, in front of what particular address do we have the biggest hole?
Yeah, I mean, most municipalities have crews that are out there that are patrolling the streets every now and then, making sure that, you know, things are the way that they should be, especially the condition of the road. But again, they don't have, you know, amounts of crews that can be everywhere, roaming every single street all the time. So they don't know where all these problem areas are. So when people do encounter things like potholes and crumbling pavements on our streets, it's important that they actually do report them, because once you report them, they've got a set number of days in order to get to it and actually have it repaired.
That's a great idea. Ray, for people who want to find out the actual worst roads in not just Toronto, but right across Canada, give us your website and then we have to go bye-bye.
Yeah, so it's caaworstroads.com, and we run pretty much a national campaign, and there's a number of provinces out there, and you can get all the information about all the bad roads across Canada.
Well, you guys do, and ladies do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, and if you hit a pothole and you need a tow truck, Ray could tell you where to get one, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Call us. Call CAA.
For sure. Have a great weekend, Ray. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. You too, guys.
They also have a really cool site for CAA. If you're driving a bike and something happens with your bike, you know, breaking down, have an actual towing for cyclists, which is great.
Yeah. They send a tow truck to pick up your bicycle?
Yes, they do. Go read it. It's interesting. People do cycle. They don't always drive all the time, but that's what we're here for. It's a few more minutes left to go with Mike Kent from Right Hand Drive. We'll get back to your questions right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We got lots of calls to get to, but very little time. So let's go to the next caller, Al.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Liz in St. Catharines. Got a Chevy Cruze, and apparently you're hitting some bad waves, I think. Liz?
Yes?
How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. What kind of problems are you having?
Well, I was sitting at the traffic lights yesterday, and when it's my turn to go, my car had cut out.
Uh-huh.
I started it again, and 2 minutes later, when I was in my driveway, it cut out again.
Now, is your check engine light on?
Pardon?
Is your check engine light on? You have any warning lights on in the dashboard? Nothing like that at all, eh?
Yeah, nothing come on to tell me something was wrong.
And what's the mileage on the car?
No, not that much.
Okay.
Well, give us a ballpark, roughly how long.
How many miles are on the car, do you know?
No, it was under 100,000.
Under 100,000. And do you service it regular? Do you take it into a shop and have the oil change filters checked and whatnot?
Yes. And Saturday, my mechanic doesn't work a Saturday. That's why I called you.
Oh, okay. And did it feel like it just shut off, or was it idling, like shaking first?
Nothing.
Okay, and question.
I didn't realize it had shut off till I went to go, and it wouldn't go.
Our last question, how much fuel is in the gas tank?
Oh, it's over half a tank.
Oh, over half a tank. Okay, and as far as you know, the gas gauge is working properly?
Pardon?
As far as you know, the gas gauge is working properly?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'd suggest then is probably have to take it in for service. If you're not comfortable driving it, by all means, if you have CAA, have them tow it to your service station, because it can be scary. Because as you guys know, you know, when the engine quits, you lose your power steering, you lose your power brakes. So it's not a car you're going to want to drive. Again, you have CAA. It's a free tow. So why even bother chancing it? Have them take it to your garage, have them scan it. Hopefully it'll do it for him. And you won't get scammed. You'll get scanned properly.
I get that.
You like that?
Very nice.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. So we've got, forgot his name here quickly. Mike Kent, sorry.
The cue card's right in front of your face.
I know. And I got cheats.
I've been here for 2 hours already.
He's sitting right here.
I know. Okay. So I'm interested in one of these cars now. What we haven't talked about is I see the car on your site.
Yep.
Oh, no, the one on your site is one you've got here.
Sure.
Right.
Yep.
But it's a car that I like that car, but I want one in blue.
Sure.
What's the time? How long does it take?
Again, yeah, 2 to 3 months is how long it would take once you've selected the exact car. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, when you go to the site, it'll give you a good idea. We keep all our sold inventory on there. At least right. It aggregates for after a few years.
Yeah.
But if you want some time to look at some fantastic cars, go on the site, mm-hmm. look at some of the stuff we've sold, and it gives you an idea of what a fun weekend runner or a fun evening car could be.
Okay, so you've written me back and said, we found your midnight blue, whatever you want. How long before it gets over the ocean and drivable in Toronto?
So it'll take 2 to 3 months for it to come here.
Okay.
Customs could inspect the container. You never know.
Right,
there's a process there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an entire team to handle that. And then when the vehicle arrives here, we do a vehicle evaluation report.
Right.
We'll do a full check front to back and give you a list of what might be needed repair-wise. And
right, because earlier in the show, you mentioned that there's a warranty of sort.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. We have warranties. Our warranties are underwritten through Lubrico. So, we just do everything above board that way. We'll do the repair work required on the vehicle, and then we'll also give you a restoration list and say, hey, you want to make a great thing better?
Mm-hmm.
Let's fix that little rip in the seat. After all, it's 15 to 35 years old. So let's fix these little things, and we mm-hmm. have full restoration facilities as well. So we can take care of all that and just make sure that when you're jumping in that car, you're not going to have a problem like the last
Could
caller
be.
There. It starts every time and just go for a rip.
Just think of it for next year, Al, or anybody's listening out there, in April, all right? You think of a nice Father's Day gift.
Ooh,
April, you start looking. June, hey, guess what, Dad? Here's a Morgan for you. Knock yourself out. Take it to Calabogie.
That'll be
and
good.
Then you can call Phil down and put it in the car show on Father's Day. And
yeah, I just hope my son's listening right now.
That's for next year. What's your son's name? Not to really embarrass
him.
Yeah,
that's Devin.
Devin?
Yeah, Devin.
Get
knows.
On it, buddy.
Yeah, but you got to get him a year make and model.
That's right.
That's easy. He just needs to visit my office. They're all there.
So, Mike, what's the website again in case Devin wants to get on it early?
Rightdrive.ca. Give us a visit. Come on by. We're in Pickering. You're going to have a great time. If you're a car person, you're going to love looking around. So come on by. And
beautiful stuff. Yeah. It really is. And thank you once again to Ray Chan from CAA, who does some great work. And you can look at the worst roads in Canada and some new things about towing for other things than cars.
And I want to thank Brian Max.
Thanks for having me.
For coming down. And listen, if your son doesn't get you the car next week on Father's Day, just go down to Yorkville. Go down to Bloor Street and check out the exotic car collection there.
I might have to visit Mike at Right Drive and get a cool right-hand drive car for
and
myself.
You should maybe take your son Devin with him to really put the screws to him.
That's
I mean,
right.
to make
exactly,
pressure.
Like,
on.
Like a lot of options. They got 110 cars down there. You know, son, I think that would look great in my driveway.
That's right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for calling. We've had a great time. I want to thank Sebastian. We got to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll see you next week.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.